Ha'yiktayf Moshe, you have to stickle the Yiktayf Moshe, Parshas Matos, the six stickled. Ha'yiktayf Moshe, the Chulei, Hein, Hein, no, Oye, Lubna, Yisruar, Al, Dvar, Po'er. Moshe Ben, you got upset. What was he upset about? How could you leave the Benoit Midian alive? Not long ago, they were, there was a Magetha by Klal Yisrael Dvar Po'er. Hein, Oye, Lubna, Yisrael Dvar Po'er. The Khan looked at the Maya Shaloyah Hamoyed Gazak, the Khan, the Heron Moshe Rabbani Lubashuloim, the Pinchas. Shatu, Boisoy, Tours of Zimri, Hala Mason with Vapoy. Moshe Rabbani meant to tell Pinchas, not Stam, how can you do such a thing? We just passed up at Vapoy. He meant much deeper. He meant, you're making the same mistake that Zimri made. Zimri and all the other Mason with Vapoy. By the Magaif of Po'er, all those people, Zimri, with the email, they made a mistake, and you're making the same mistake that they made. Then you were the Gansa Kanaka, and you came against Zimri, right, and you killed him. That stopped Magaif because he helped Zimri making a mistake, and you're making the same mistake now. All the mistakes they made, but they saw. Zimri saw that these nefashos have kedusha. Moshe told Zimri, "Bas Yisra mi itelecho." So the Moshe Rabbeinu, who is matir to you, Bas Yisra? The Tanos Yehoi, so what was the tainer? K'moishe Moshe Rabbeinu l'vashalom heivin. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu understood, ki tzipoy Yehoi se sheyachas loi. The Hagam, she's a Bas Yisra. She's not a Yid. But still, he got married to her to tzipoy because tzipoy is sheyachas. He saw. Ruach HaKodesh, as he pointed Shaykh to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kach Humei V'Shekos V'Shayach Asloi. Zimri, I have the same cheshb with Kosbi. I see that Kosbi is Shayach As to me. K'mayim Marizal, K'mayim B'Ziyoiz, Shalom Rom Avinu. Ari HaKodesh writes that she is a Gilgul Dina. She was a Gilgul of Dina. Kosbi, Batsu was a Gilgul of Dina. But she had given you the Hoi Shchem. And he was a Gilgul of Shchem. So Shechem and Dina got together Shaloi b'Tahara, not in the proper way, and now there was a tikkun that the Mesakin that Kosbi and Zimri should have a shayches to each other b'Tahara, b'Ketusha, whatever. She always b'Gilgal Dina b'Hoi Shechem. So Zimri understood, just like you understood that she put a shayches to you, I understand that Kosbi shayches to me. Visham Pinchas Rota Usui. Pinchas over there saw his mistake. The Horagoyse and he killed him from a commotion of Bayasham. What's the Pshat? Why? Kiba Oyla Marzelo, Ibocha Kodeshbroch, Abinni and Zeb. Of the Welt, the Abishta does not want such type of Nyonim. Everything has to go collapse. You can't come to Nyonim, the Rakam, the Dovish of Isid, but if I has been Tzmeshach Shaykh, to me, so I'm going to go ahead and do it. It doesn't work that way, Boylam has it. You have to work with the Torah Kedusha, and whatever is Alpi Torah, it works. Whatever is not Shloi Alpi Torah doesn't work. That's what Pinchas understood, right? The Kan had after the Shabbos of Pinchas, he came out of Tov Bezeh. Shehech the Nefashos of Midian. Why did they leave the Nefashos of Midian alive? Why did they leave over here in Parshas Matos? They left the Nefashos of Midian alive. The Bishalu Chinam Beineim, the Chain of Midian, the chain of these people, of these nefashis, was all the Beinayim of the Eden. Right, we told they made a mistake, they understood, oh, we could bring these nefashis to Kedusha. There's a certain chain that they have, the Benoit Midian, and we could bring them to the Kedusha. I got the Abish just said, not like that, but we could bring them into Kedusha. Ach, the Kadli, Hoya, Amayis, Lepoil. He said that they made the same mistake. Pinchas understood. This is gefährlich. The mutter to keep them alive. Not sure what the word, what this line over here is. Ach, bekamli hoya amais lepoil. Not sure what he's trying to say with those words. Ach, bekamli hoya amais lepoil. That the maisa wasn't didn't work the maisa to bring him to kedusha. Spinnig van de stoel, maybe you should be mechaider. Ach, mooi zei bij de mama Shalom, maar heven ze bij oeimig heen maar voor hem. Oeimig de alte. En ik naam, it could be on the outside, it looks like there's a certain geen, and maybe you can bring them in the kedusha. Mooi zei bij de mama Shalom aan de stoel, bij oeimig de alte, and you can't gesben that type of gesben. Herre, mooi zei bij de mama Shalom, dan ben ik gezegd, maar meisje de paoil. Sabri heen, is aan de vorst van de metorium. Even by the mice of Pa'ol, those people understood that the forces of Mutte, Zimri understood that Kazri Shaykh, the Mechiba Emes, Hoyulam, Ezen Tat Shaykh, the forces, they take ahead some sort of Shaykh to these the forces. But even Kolzeh, Pinchas understood then that you now are a Golia Mahalach, the mistake of Tzara Fitoyre. Moshe Rabbeinu, the same mistake you're making now, that was Moshe Rabbeinu's time to Pinchas. But then we see a word like that, and Meshaloyach understood. Because clearly that Zimri was the one that made a mistake. Zimri was the one that made a mistake. Bishaf, the mice of Cosby, but Cosby, he made a mistake. And Pinchas chapped that mistake. And Moshe Rabbeinu over here in Parshas Matos was telling Pinchas that Chori is making the same mistake that Zimri made then. Just like over there, he understood that Zimri is making a mistake and he can't work with his cheshbonis. Over here also, you can't work with his cheshbonis, it's a mistake.
He didn't kill all the Midianites.
Yeah, he was the head of the army.
Yeah, he's the one that said to let them live.
They came back when they were alive, yeah.
Why was Pinchas responsible that they let the ladies alive?
Pinchas was the one that decided to keep them alive. Moshe Rabbeinu got upset. He said Moshe. He got upset.
And
here, Pinchas was nichshel, and the Zach that Zimri was nichshel then. So, going back to Pasha's Pinchas, since we didn't learn last week, and the Yisraeli the Gestikel over there, the Mesh Leif, the Gantz of Elder Ashrang them.
And then what was the Gantz? Guys, very quickly, one thing. How do you see that Zimri and Cosby, that wasn't exactly the Ksusha what he's doing now, what he did? He schlepped her and brought her into the Mishkan. Why is that? She had an neshama was shaykh to him, but how do you explain that that's now the kedusha?
Since he held that the Cosby is shaykh to him, so he held that's the right thing to do right now. He felt there's a certain shaykh that he has, so that's what's supposed to happen right now.
So he had to grab her and go in front of the gun to.
If it's the right thing, it's the Dvar Mitzvah, so what's the.
Yeah, okay. Say it.
Off and plots, I'm saying, you know, there's no reason to push it off. You do it, you know, off and plots, mamish. And if not, Well, Maite, the Welt always says over in the Maya Shaloyach that Zimri, Pinchas made a mistake, and Zimri was right. But the only reason why Pinchas got schar is because if he died, though, according to his cheshbon, he was doing a good thing. That's what they want to say over the name of the Maya Shaloyach. Maite, over here we see in Parshas Matos, it's not like that. Even the Maya Shaloyach agreed that Zimri is the one that made a mistake, not Pinchas. So we have to learn the Meish Loyach richtig. We have to learn what the Meish Loyach and Pashas Pinchas are saying. Let's see the Shtickle inside. Let's see the Shtickle inside, and we'll learn up the Shtickle as a word by word. Pashas Pinchas, the second piece. Vaya Pinchas ben Elot ben Ayan HaKoyin Vayikach Roimach B'yodoy.
Tell us, what was the message?
Yeah.
Loyal chaf de shalom al adas and loy mash zimri hoy noy chaf de shalom. You can't say chaf de shalom that you're going to think that zimri was a stam a noy if he was about nuz. Kimin a noy loy also kodesh boch a pasha batoyda. The Hebrew would not make a pasha in the toyda from a noy. The whole pasha zimri brought about a pasha over here. And the whole thing was a mice of nuz. Stam a mice of nuz. Ach yesh soit bedov zeh. You can't say zimri was a regular noy. The third bedova, the ina yeshut nekudas v'znus. The 10 nekudas and znus on kudah aleph. What's the first, the lowest madrege? Misha Makasha Da Tzmoy, Baholich Bemeza, the Rav Veda, someone that is Makasha himself, he prepares himself with his notes, and he goes Bemeza to do the Rav Veda. And Isha Adam, Mema Atzim, Moshe Cholo Ba Yitzahara, he brings upon himself the Yitzahara. That's the lowest Madrege. V'yachaza Yesh Oites Madregis. Another nine Madregis on top of that, and Mechola Madregis, Shenitl Mea Adam Koich Bechira, so everything Madrege, as you go up Madregis, is less and less bechira of the person. I mean, the lowest one is when the person chose to bring the Yetzirah upon himself. Mamash, not Stam, he was nichshel, but the Yetzirah overpowered him. He himself brought the Yetzirah upon himself. Then as you go up, the person has less and less bechira. The E.F. Shaloyli, he moved me Aveda. It's much harder for him to be nimlat, to run away from Aveda. Ad ha-madrega hayut. What's the highest madrega? Hainish mishimach, he asked him the Yetzirah. Is a person that he himself, on his part, is mastering himself in the Yetzirah. Mishoyim ra'atrim na'aveda b'chol koichan, he watches over himself na'aveda b'chol koichan. Ah, she'ein b'yichot l'shma es'at m'yoyisim, he can't watch himself more. It's not shaykh more. He's on the madrega, that's it. He's watching himself, mamish, ad asleif mamish. Oh, kishin es gabe yitzri olof. Then, all of a sudden, he has his gabe as a yitzri. The Yetzirah is being his gabe upon him. Burn the mouth of the soyan, but he's a maisa, he can't hold himself back. And he does a maisa. That madrega also the vada the soyan Hashem is both. Then a person has to know that mamish the soyan Hashem. Why? Because a person is shoyma atzmoy. And him calls it, he's nichshol shaloki the soyan. It's not possible for him to hold himself back anymore. It's a symbol of the Hashem wants him to do it obviously, because he on his part did everything he can to hold himself back. From this Vara Veda. So to simmer that's Rosh Hashem, that's the highest Madrega of Znus. In other words, it's Madrega or Asiri. So he's doing a nice of Znus, right? But it's not a Veda of Znus because it's Rosh Hashem Mamish. What's the proof that's Rosh Hashem? Because he himself, on his part, is holding himself back. Mamish Kifi Cholte Mamish. He did everything that is in his power not to be pulled towards the Yetzirah. The M calls there, he's pulled towards it, is a simon that's Rosh Hashem. Okay, any Yehuda V'tomar, that he couldn't hold himself back, there was a simon that was Rosh Hashem, the Mashiach came out of it, yeah, right, Peretz and Zerach were born, and that was the forerunner for Mashiach ben David, David HaMelech. The Yehuda Bazuga and Hamish, Zer, any no Yigam, can't out any that's over here also. Because Zimri, how did the M show him after the call of the type of Zerah? Zimri wasn't a Catholic Kanye. He wasn't some about Nuz. He asked him with a shame and asked him, call type of heroes. He held it, he washed off himself from all types of heroes. He was a Nazi shaved. He was a Nazi shaved by Israel. The art also the dietary, all of a sudden, is also the dietary. He bazugged. He felt that the Mamish is bazug. Ba'acha, because every Koch of the Salikas after him is a miser. He has no Koch to himself himself in this miser. He can't hold himself back. This is Bazuga Mamish. That's what Zimri held. So already the Meshulach is establishing that Zimri Taka was showing me after Merkel Taib Zeroes. Right? And Bim Kozei, he was pulled towards Cosby. So the similar, that's what the Abishta wants. It's Bazuga Mamish. It's Mamish Bazuga, like a state in the Kizbe Arizal. Right, and Numa Shlosh to bring down the bottom the Kisvei Rizal, and the Ma'am Pesiyot Shel Avraham Avinu that the Meshulach and Parshas Matnas that we saw before he refers to the Shtikl as well that it was Dina and Shchem was Bazugoi. Yeah. So where does Pinchas come into it? Pinchas Omer LaHepach. No, Pinchas said nay. Shadayin Yish V'Koyf L'Sal Dekatz Mem Zeh. You still are able to overpower yourself. Pinchas Galten, you're not in the Madrega yet. You still have a little bit that you can overpower yourself. It's not Mamish, you think you're Mamish and that Madrega. You're not in that Madrega. You can still overpower, you can still be Mizgab on the Yitzahara. And it made the sense you can still be Mizgab on the Yitzahara. It's a Maisa's Nuf. Zeshim Ramz Agimore, Vog Nisan Nafla Pinchas. Because Yisrael Shem always wanted the Nisan to have the Pinchas. Ilu Pirish Zimri V'Horvi the Pinchas. If Zimri would be Polish, he would stop what he's doing. And kill Pinchas, how you thought he would be Potter. Why? Because Pinchas is a Roidif. Aye, what do you mean? Yoyfaz Nus. you're doing the Maisa's Nus, and it says no, because it wasn't Poshit that the Maisa's Nus. Even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go and kill Zimri, because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't for sure. He wasn't confident that Zimri is not in the Madrege. Maybe he is in the Madrege. Moshe Rabbeinu, all of a sudden, wasn't sure. He wasn't 100% sure. He banned the Zoykan Shikla Das. It was a Shikla Das. This doesn't look out. Even our Pinchas will be a mocking for the Baladin to be Cholik. Shemot be Mida Hanir Leinayim Shukav. Cholik, you're upset. You're angry at Zimri over here. Cholik, you're going to your vilt. Moshe Ba'am is telling all of Zoykan. The Takatani that Pinchas somehow is made of Kav. What Din was there? Should it be the dinner would be, should it be that's not clear. You could say Pinchas is about calf and he's rushing into it, or you could say Zimri is about nus. You don't know which one. So the dinner should it be or Pidish Rabbeinu Tam. I'll then she comes a dine equal crave of the dine, decides whatever he wants, and he has the ability to even give it to his korif first. In other words, should it be means whatever the dine decides. So if Moshe Rabbeinu decided he's holding himself back, he's not getting involved. He didn't go and kill Pinchas because he had Pinchas Zakai. Because he caught him to Moshe Rabbeinu. Well, the reason why Pinchas was Yoyt Zakai, I got Moshe Rabbeinu held. Maybe Zimri is right. But because Pinchas was a caught to Moshe Rabbeinu, so he said, okay, I'm going to let Pinchas do it. Kanye Dagger say you like Prevanke. You hold that Zimri is wrong. So go ahead. I'm not going to stop you. Since you're my caught, I'm going to go with you. But Moshe Rabbeinu himself didn't go ahead and killed Zimri because he wasn't sure. But he let Pinchas go because that if you hold that way, okay. Heino. Shekhadosh Baruch Hu held Pinchas acha maise. She also in mi hoya malchama shaloi. After he did the maise, after he killed Zimri, the Ebeshah showed Pinchas. Now I want to tell you now who you were fighting with. Shal yachshav kinoi v'gom o'yichad. I don't think he was talking about nus. Nei, v'shem ish. You know who he was Zimri ben Tzeldu, the seed based of the Shemoni. Don't think he was talking about his nuts. He was a nasty shape be Yisrael, Ad Kedekat, and Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't sure if he's right or wrong. So that's what he said. I want you to know who it was. But why Dafke Pinchas was the one that jumped forward and held that Zimri is making a mistake? Well, Pinchas mach mashal yibom yizera Yosef. Shnizbari b'sigufu b'nisiyon yizbin yizera. Yosef was the one that was always garbit and holding himself back from the Sionis by Tifa. That was Yosef's koyach to be misgab on the Sionis ben Yizem. Was the kach hater ben of Moed or my Zimri after Pinchas held there's still room to fight with the Eitz Hara. I'm from Yosef Atadik, you can still fight. You can still pull yourself away. And that's what Pinchas had held, that my Pinchas was right. But Zimri wasn't Stam Anoyif. Don't think he was Stam about Nuts, that he's coming over here and he's Stam being Oyif about Nuts. There's a Dakish, a Bedakis over here. If Zimri was up to that Madrega Sidi Mamish, sure he was a little bit away from it and he still could have held himself back a little bit. Could have held himself back. The Besyankiv, Hakoyl, he writes a lesson that the Madrega of Zach, the Yoshal, the Negad Eidov. It has to be clear cut in front of your eyes of 100% that Yimamish can't hold himself back. And Zimri held that he's off to that Madrege, and Pinchas held, and it's not Zach V'yosh on the Negadeh. There's still room to be Mizgav. It could be in another stick tight, maybe you would be on that Madrege. But right now, you can still hold yourself back. And maybe because Pinchas held, and Pinchas was about Madrege and these Nisyonis. He was Mizera Yosef. It didn't come inside Midas Akaf. It came inside then that Pinchas was about Toyach of fighting with the Eitz Hara and the Nisyonis of these Nyonim, and he held the Zimri can still be Mizgabra on it. Now then, Emma, the Pasuk in Hashem says, "Kina Yisrael Oyaveyo." That he's a Nar. He's Kina Yisrael Oyaveyo. Then Mamish, he said, "This Pasuk is Beram is in Pinchas." So he done the Zimri the Noyif Palm. The Pinchas had gehalten the Zimri the Noyif, right? Zimri, when he went, he held Zimri, Pinchas, when he came so long over, he held Zimri the Noyif. What do you mean? About Nus. Al Kain don't know if they can on Poygen Boy. But the Nel Amimendu, he says, Oy Miki, sorry, the Hadovish, Oy Yubi Zimri. He didn't chap, the Meshlach, he adds on, that Pinchas didn't chap this whole Cheshbin over here, that maybe Zimni is up to that Madrekev. When he looked at the picture, he says, Zimni, you're about Nus. You can hold yourself back, and he didn't hold yourself back. You're about Nus. You're Noyes. Right? Right? He didn't have this whole oimik over here. That maybe she's a bazook, and maybe Zimri is right. Didn't go into the whole sugya. Because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't sure if Zimri is right or wrong. He wasn't sure. He let Pinchas go ahead. But Pinchas didn't make this cheshbonis, because Pinchas, when he looked at this picture, since he's coming to Zera Yosef, that's Mizbara and Sigufim, and the Sion is bringing there, the Mezah, he held Zimri, you're not if you're about Nus. Achre HaMaitzot in Eshul Oyech, the Mezah, he said before, the Eishul showed Pinchas, don't think he was about Nus Baalma. Don't think he was talking about Nus. No, he won't, you might say you're right. He still could have held himself back, but he wasn't talking about Nus that jumped into Aveda and did Aveda 1, 2, 3. He was a Nazi shaved Yisrael that made a mistake, that he held that he's up to the Mazeg and the Mice. He wasn't there, he was almost there, but he wasn't mamish there. But Pinchas didn't make this cheshbonis, because Pinchas looked at him with his eyeglasses, he saw about Nus. Right? But the Nimtish, Pinchas only the Mice as a Kenar. Pinchas and this Mice was Kenar. Right, the way the Zolt learns up over here that Pinchas made a mistake. And that's what the Matgirash put Ketumul that the Meshulach was haste. Doing Azot Chavetta, so Zimri was a tzaddik and Pinchas wasn't. That's not what he's saying. If Nimtish Pinchas even writes, I say, Kenar, Heinish, Lehoye, Yidei, Amkus Adover, he didn't know the Amkus Adover, Akal Pi, Einei, Sechel, and Noish, Lehoyos, he only did it on Pi Sechel, and Noish, he only on what he saw. We have to say, Hashem is Oh, yeah, boy. This came in my living, the Abish liked Pinchas and he was masking with him. He was killing the fee, Sichli also over God, will be Kenosa, you must have Snapchat because the fee, Sichli, he did a great Zach with his Kanois, and Moises Snapchat. So, Chodi would seem to say, my lawyers are saying that Pinchas made a mistake, but the Abish still likes Pinchas because the Moises of the fee, you know, he meant well, like they say, he meant well. You know, the fee, the Ipul, fee, Sichli, he meant well, he did a big Zach. You know, he's limited, you know, Pinchas is limited, he doesn't know much, but he did a good thing according to what he holds. That's what the Zohar wants to say with the Meshul Lech is saying. That's not what he's saying. Pinchas was right. But L'chayre, Pinchas didn't do this type of kanoyis that L'chayre we would seem to think he's doing. Because Zimri wasn't stama about noyif. Zimri wasn't stama noyif. Moshe Rabbeinu held himself back. He says, Pinchas and Maisu, when he did it, since he did it without cheshbonis, he didn't chap where Zimri is coming from. So he did it, but that was like a nah. Nah means he wasn't yoyed oimkom shol dvarim, and he made a chlota that Zimri is not up to the madregin. He's still a little bit left. So he did it because he saw in front of him about Nus. Because since he's coming with there, Yosef, all he saw was Zimri is oyses Nus. That's all he saw. Zimri is Nus. So the Maya says, when he approached it, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu didn't stop him. Because if you see his nus, then go right ahead. Now, how do you write? You see his nus. I'm not going to stop you. You see his nus. I don't see his nus because I see Zimri, that he's up to the Madregi. I'm not sure if he's up to there yet or he's mamish or set a few minutes away from the Madregi. I'm not sure where he's up to. But if you see his nus, go right ahead. So he says, he did a mice like a nar, which means he wasn't the only one come to the bottom. He did it based on what he saw. What he saw was Nus, that's what he did. Right? If he would have gone into the Oymek Adov and understand where Zimri is coming from, he wouldn't have been so sure himself. And he wouldn't have maybe gone and killed him. But he didn't see that. He saw Nus. Why? Because I can't attack you with the Oymek Adov and the Oymek. But since the Fisichloi, what does it mean the Fisichloi? The Fisichloi means where you're coming from, where you're Mizera Yosef, all you saw in front of the eyes was Nus. That's why the Abish was masking with him, because the Maya Pinchas was right. Not the same cheshbon that he came from, but the Fi Taisha means the Fi Madreig Gosoi. His Madreig was that you can be discovered the Yetzer Hara. So what he saw was, based on his eyeglasses, he saw Nus. So that's what the Abish was masking with him. That's what the Eved Agam, he wasn't, he had uncontrolled the wall with the Eved, so still, oh yeah, he still liked him because Pinchas came from the Koyach of Yerit Vatzad, taking him as Gaber, so all he saw was nuts. He didn't see the Oyem Kadov, with the Gantz Zach, of Yerit, how to over them, how much, but then he saw nuts. Zut Nemesh Loich Achelik Sheni in Pashas Pinchas, he says that Gedak goes that the only person that could have been Matul Eden, well, only Pinchas over here. Only Pinchas. And this was Pinchas' man that he was supposed to go ahead and act. When this kind Pinchas Atzahargel Zimri, Pinchas didn't become a kain till he killed Zimri. This was Pinchas' act. Why? Because Pinchas, since he came as Erei Yosef, he was the only one that was able to see this nus Shevadov. He was the only one that able that saw clearly as his nus. He didn't see anything else. So Agam, if you start the high Madregim, Shabbat was a high Madregim than Pinchas, but he wasn't sure because he saw Zimri. With his Madzegis and he saw the teeth kite and he wasn't sure if now's the right time or not, maybe he still have to wait. That was Moshe Rabbeinu Shikla Das. But Pinchas all he saw was nuts. Kenai Yisrov Oyaveya means that the Maisa that he did was Kenai. Kenai means not that he was wrong, he was right. But the way he did it was like he was a Kenai. Nah means that it wasn't with the full clarity. It was with the wild kite from youth, which means that you don't see the clarity, Shaboy. You don't see the teeth kite and everything. You just went ahead and did it. The L'choy was a wild kite. That was the way Pinchas did it. Not because it's a wild kite, he's taka nar. It's because Pinchas wasn't Yoreb Oymet, because Mitzad Pinchas is Madrege or Mizera Yosef. All he sees is black and white. He sees the Maisa's nuts. And the Abishah was Oyaveh, the Abishah liked him for that. And that's what the Ebster gave him all the sending in Neusner's Bris, the Shom, the Ebster gave him the Schar, and my gave was Nasser, the Schus Pinchas. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go ahead and do it, because he didn't see a clear Maizah's Nuss. Moshe Rabbeinu saw a Gewaldike Yiz Dibri, that's on the Madreig, and he doesn't know if he's up to the Madreig or not, he wasn't sure. If he's up to that, that's only what the Ebster knows. The Maizah Pinchas was right. That's the way you learn up the Shtickle for the Meir Shaloyach. There's a lot of... The Tzaddik over here, and there's other form that are brought down over here, but that's Boyfen, Poshet, Moit. The Choyde, we bless with the stick of Mesh Lech. The Siakab over here also. Okay. I'm getting that out of Eden.
I would say, my name is Dighty.
Yeah.
Just a little bit, like you were saying, let's say like this. You have the ninth and tenth. The person is holding by the ninth, so he still can be ma'akiv himself, right? If he's by the tenth, that means it's not shaykh anymore, and then the melech
right.
But Hashem. So why? A little bit different. That's why I thought you were saying like this. Then you changed it. I thought Meishloach was doing like this. The way you explain it now is that the nafkamina between Moshe Rabbeinu and Pinchas. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu also understood that, but maybe because he knew all these cheshbonos, like what the Rizal says, so he couldn't see clearly, or maybe I don't know if that blinded him, or because of that, either that blinded him, or because of that he couldn't see clearly. He didn't know it was by the ninth or tenth, so he stood back. Maybe it seems to, I would understand, but he knew that cheshbon. And he knew Zimri was Chashev, so it must be that so he didn't want to get involved with it. But Pinchas, that is Maisa Nairus, means that he knew clearly that he was only by the night. So only by the night, it makes the Cheshvan by him. Even if he maybe didn't know about it, the Shoresh Hadvarim Baruchni is, didn't make a Cheshvan by him. By him, since he was only by the night. And he was a baki by this because he comes from Yosef Atzadik. So Memela, he was a niyaf, and that's why he killed him.
How do you explain what the man says? Well, how you idea? I'm kusadov.
Pinchas, I'm kusadov. He didn't know that he was an excuse expression, a soulmate Zimri and Cosby. He just knew, he could be Malchin between the 19th.
Because he didn't know the teeth kite, he's saying that's why he was able to see more clearly if he's up to the 9th or the 10th.
Was blinded
more because he saw that she is shaykh to him somehow. So maybe he wasn't sure if that's Mamish now or it's a little bit later. Like the Meshulech says, So be right.
Exactly.
The Meshulah is not because the end of the Pashas Bolok. If you take a look, Meshulah alludes to what you're saying, I think. The last tip of the Pashas Bolok, he says, Takazazach. He says, Aber der Moshe, hey, Hashem, is born, ich lis naik ba'oiv. Can I say, Mateus, Lloyd? Aber also, die Wahrheit, was ich mache, ich sage, ne, ich sage, ich lebe, ich sage, ich sage, ich sage, ich sage, last few lines, okay, you can't ask, she's wrong, whatever. He says, in other words, that there was tack of something there, but it wasn't for right now, it was for more the opposite. And Moshe Rabbeinu, that thing was mapped him a little bit, he wasn't sure when it's exactly going to happen, that thing. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't see that thing, he just saw which Madrega you're up to, and he was able to see clearly that he wasn't up to that Madrega, and made it to him, it was Mamish pushed his noose, because he came there, Yosef, he saw the clarity. Okay,
right.
I hear what you think. Okay.
So very good, the Gvaldik, you made it very, and Chas Shalom, you said dangerous people push this up.
The same day, the people say a lot of things in the Meish Lech words, but if you learn the shtickle word by word from beginning to end, and you use the shtickle from Basha's Matis as well, especially if you look in the Messiah and the Tzodik that he takes, so I think at the bottom of the also in the Sitka Tzadik and the Kronos HaShoven, get a chance to tell from all these shtickles, and there's other Maim Bekremis also that are brought down in the different places. But if you take a look at everything together, you learn the Mesh Loyas inside. You see the Mesh Loyas, that's not what he says. Mamish is not what he says. It's written in the Oifen that you can Mamish make a mistake in his words. It's written very, you know, a such type of shtickle is what the Orchis Chaim writes in the Hagdama. That if the person is not ruggled to the Mesh Loyas Sprach, right, it's only for Antish Lemenu.
Right.
But the end of it, if you learn word by word and you learn through the shtickle, it's much easier to realize what he's talking saying. You don't say Pinchas was wrong, Zimri was right. It's not what he says, it's clownish. It's just that the Moshe Rabbeinu was coming from one place and Pinchas was coming from somewhere else. And where Pinchas was coming from, it's Kinmai Sinar. He was Kinnar, which only means not Kinnar like he was a builder. Nar means that he didn't see the Oyv Kadover of the Ganze Tipkait over here. He just saw, what he was meant to see, because he's Mzera Yosef, and he wasn't blinded by anything else, like he was saying before. That's the word, you know. Okay.
And one last thing, but in Matthew, when he says over there, Meiser Yehuda v'Tamar, so he compares that same thing. So Meiser over there, it says the Matos that even though Zimri had a cheshvan, he was wrong. Because no one was there, you don't go there, you do what you're supposed to do, you shouldn't have done it. Right?
Right.
So, but Yehuda and Tamar, I thought it was, I don't know, was it right or wrong?
Yehuda and Tamar, I'm saying, obviously, it was that brought about the Dov the Malach came from that.
Right. There was different. There was right. There he did go after his Zachim. It's very hard to compare them. You see, by Zimri going after what this Ruchni second Zachim, what he understood, he was wrong. But Yehuda and Tamar
just like Yehuda and Tamar, which means the Choyret Adova near line that's also, but the Maisa it was the right thing. So the Yerosh Zimri held that Agam is nil and I'm also, but he's up to that also. He was wrong, for now.
And he wasn't up to it yet.
It would be that way. It wasn't up to
it. It was
yet.
Up to
it
yet. Right.
That's what Mechelot was trying to say.
One of the Kuda that the Oilam, I think, is Nichshol over here, people could have tainas, that Hasaga, he brings this thing over here. In other words, very easy person ups and on and say, well, I'm holding by this 10th Madrega, Sarat and Hashem. Every time a person's nishol, he can comfort himself to say, well, listen, I tried, I was nishol, so I must have been.
That's what I was about to say. The one thing that we take out from the shtickle, from this type of Yisraelis is that the ikin akuda of Avodas Hashem is, that person has to hold themselves back. So in other words, all the madregas that you have over here is invite the person to hold themselves back, right? And the ikke melchemes hayetz is how far the person can hold themselves back. The person can't come and say, you know, okay, it didn't work. You know, so the simon that drops Hashem doesn't work that way, because our pipashes, if you would have been mezgabi, he still could have pushed yourself more. That's the ikke melchemes hayetz is in pushing yourself more, and holding yourself back. Right, that could he hold himself back fully, could he not? He can still push it off a little bit longer. We're not up to those madregas yet, but we can still hold ourselves back. And amazing, that's the Ikim al-Khamis Ayyata, all devolves around on the koyches that we have to put in. We can still learn from Yoyt Vatadik that even in the moment that he was Kemad Nikshal, but there was a nurse with Mus Yuknoy and there was Ms. Gabe and as we state news and still the last moment he hopped himself and ran away. As we state Chazal, right? It was Kemat, you know, by Fuz is right, if you look at Rashi, you bring down Chazal, it was Kemat Nishal over there, and the last minute he pulled himself away. There's still always that less than a minute, less than, you know, the last thing that you could have still, you know, you could have lost Chazal again. Oh, it didn't work. There's still a megalith kite that a person can be mezgabe, could push a little bit harder, and that's everything evolves around. That's the ikra avoid of develop. To try to push yourself a little more, and you know, push it off another minute, and then be mezgabe, noch a bissel. That's where the fight is. That's the one thing that we take out from this whole gedank, from the Meir Shleach. Okay, I get Neir Shabbos.